This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's good news today for the 62 million Americans out there collecting Social Security. Starting next year, your monthly checks will be, on average, $21 bigger. The Social Security Administration announced its annual cost of living adjustment today. But the thing is, retirees spend money differently than the rest of us do. From the Marketplace Wealth and Poverty Desk, Shireen Marisol Meraji explains.
Dana Meyer and her husband rely on Social Security for a big chunk of their living expenses. So for Meyer, a 1.7% cost of living adjustment for 2013...
It's kind of a relief. You kind of breathe a sigh of, thank goodness.
Meyer factored in the Social Security Cost of Living Adjustment, or COLA, before she retired in 2009.
And we had counted on a 2% increase in Social Security COLA, and based on that, we were pretty sure that it would be safe to retire.
But the financial crisis pushed the COLA down to zero for 2010 and 2011. Dana Meyer says something is better than nothing, but that extra cash is going to prescription drugs.
We keep a monthly spreadsheet of the medications that we purchase, and we have seen those go up quite a bit.
A typical senior spends nearly one-fifth of their entire income on health care.
David Certner is with the AARP. He says the Consumer Price Index, which helps the Social Security Administration set the COLA, is based on the price of goods working consumers purchase. It doesn't take into account retirees' health care purchases. Danielle Holland is an executive with the Insured Retirement Institute, and she agrees with Dana Meyer.
Again, wonderful, great news that there is this increase.
But she adds that retirees are waiting to see if their Medicare Part B premiums are going up next year. If they do, as projected, that could eat up almost half of the average COLA increase. I'm Shireen Marisol Meraji for Marketplace.